If there's a stairway to heaven, it probably starts somewhere right around here. Or at least someplace that looks like this. Obviously, I don't believe in such a thing, but it's a beautiful idea and a beautiful image. But I'd prefer it to be an elevator, or at least an escalator. I take every movator in every airport. They're so damn big, it's always a moment of relief to have that awesome movator. Out here, I'm not so interested in anything mechanical, and I definitely don't want the noise of the city, let alone an airport. I once spent the night sleeping in LAX, waiting for the private jet to arrive a day later than expected. And the 3 a.m. quiet still seemed pretty loud, with the cleaning staff vacuuming and yelling back and forth from one area and floor. They didn't seem to care that people like me were trying to sleep. I should have gotten a hotel room, but there wasn't any guarantee when the jet would arrive. Out here, there's no rush for anything to arrive or leave, and you can pretty much pick your spot to sleep and not worry about yelling cleaning staff. Yay, dirt! I really don't think if there were a heaven, there'd be any chrome or houses or pavement or movators. I'm pretty sure it would look like this. Pick all the most beautiful places in the world, like Fiji, Bali, and heaven would look a lot like them, or at least I hope so. And there'd be music playing all the time. Music that's as perfect as nature's stillness and has the same feel and impact, so who knows what that would be, but I think the music we make, especially classical and some of the better music you can get on iTunes, is music from at least the edge of heaven. Everyone's got a different idea of what heaven would be, but for me, I assume there's no such thing as an afterlife. So it's important for us to make these few dozen years we get here as close to the idea, which means getting rid of everything that's like hell. Ditch the noise, the nags, the pollution, the carelessness, and start shipping daily deliveries of delight and deliciousness and orgasms. Lots of orgasms. Wouldn't that be awesome if you could just get a package of sex delivered to your doorstep every morning? There's no nasty neighbors to steal it before you bring it in. Amazon should start doing that. Woohoo! Sex Uber! Obviously, before COVID, I pretty regularly had sexy fun with my Uber deliveries and Uber drivers. That was so much fun. I miss being spontaneous about sex. Life without spontaneity is so damn boring. Like hell. I mean, if there's something that defines heaven, I think most people would agree it's freedom. Freedom to do everything you want without time restrictions or moral limits or people spreading rumors or stoning you in public. COVID's really curtailed everyone's freedom. And I hope it's helped everyone reconsider how it was taken for granted. Everyone's waiting for the hell of imprisonment to end. This here is my freedom. Just wandering through nature, feeding it, reveling in it, away from everything unnatural. Sex is the only other thing that seems natural left. Everything else has become so plastic and concrete and cushy and electronic. Everything's so sonic now. The only noise I want to hear is heavy breathing, moaning, and maybe that Tarzan boy holler when you orgasm. That's a heavenly noise. That's music from the edge of heaven.